This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The World Health Organization warned us on Tuesday of a major chikungunya virus epidemic risk sweeping around the globe and calling for an urgent action to prevent it. And they're saying that it was picking up exactly the same early warning signs as a major outbreak 2 decades ago and wanted to prevent a repeat. We're talking to Solidarity Doctors Network as Dr. Angelique Kutsia, who's on the line. And I can assure you, she'll give us the information that she has, because already people are saying, What's going on? And I've tried to respond to as many as I can to say, okay, listen up. We'll have an expert and she'll answer everything. Here is our expert. Doc, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and a good morning to all your listeners. I'm just having a quiet laugh here because this is a very difficult name.
It
sounds horrible.
And let me tell you, we're already getting listeners who are saying, what sort of name is that? We are scared and all these things. And we are not here to try to bring any fear or anything. But maybe, Doc, let's talk about what exactly chikungunya virus is and how it spreads around.
Okay, this is a very important question. So, as you already mentioned, it is a virus. And it's transmitted by the Aedes mosquito. It's the day-biting species that also spread the dengue and Zika viruses. And the name originally comes from a Tanzanian expression meaning that which bends up. And that is a nod to the intense joint pain suffers by experience. So they really literally bend up because of, you know, the arms, the hips, the knees, of pain. And this is a very important distinguish, you know, to understand that, a fever with this intense joint pains, you need to think about maybe this patient might have chikungunya virus. So how does it spread? Again, you've got the mosquito bite, the virus enters your bloodstream, and then the patient becomes sick and can also transmit it to others. So there's no person-to-person transmission, except if it's through blood transfusion or sometimes during pregnancy, which is rare. So that's how it can transmit itself to others as well. So if you look at the picture, how do I know? You know, it takes anything between 2 to 12 days. You have this high fever and this very, very severe symmetric joint and muscle pain, headache, you have a rash, and you're very fatigued. You can also have some eye pain, and most recover in a week, but here's the problem, 20% have a lingering joint pain for weeks or months or even years. And that's why it is important. So in South Africa, we have only 3 travel-related cases reported as of April 2025. There's no local spread yet. And the whole thing around this is to get mosquito control. You know, those standing waters that people go into, you should be very, very careful. Use repellents, wear your long sleeves. And here's the sad part. Because it's a virus, there is no specific antiviral therapy. We give supportive care, you know, painkillers, fever, rest. There is a vaccine, but it's temporarily paused for over 60s due to severe adverse effects, but we still don't have that in South Africa. But let me first stop here and hear what you want to ask.
All right, Doc, now that the spring season is in the offing, is there something that we should actually get worried about?
Yes, eliminate stagnant water. Know the symptoms, the fever, the joint pain, the rash. Tackle the mosquitoes. When spring warms the air, you get your mosquitoes. Protect yourself. Then also know the area. So South Africa is not a high country for chikungunya, but we need to understand that patients recent travel to endemic outbreaks like the Indian Ocean, Asia, certain parts of Africa, might come back with a fever and the severe joint pain. It's the joint pain that is actually the clue. You need to go and see your doctor and tell them that you have been in those areas. So even if you can travel in Mauritius is one of the places that you can get this. Mozambique, they've got a more than 25% seroprevalence in some studies. Kenya, Somalia, Madagascar. Just know that it's prevalent in these countries, and especially in the in springtime when it's mosquito time, and also in summertime. Mosquitoes is also here in summer. So, yes, always have that high index of suspicion. If you have 7 fever, remember the doubling down, the debilitating arthralgia. It's very severe. It's not just like, I've been bitten by a mosquito. It's okay. Like malaria. Malaria doesn't have these severe, severe joint pains.
But then, Doc, before we let you go, you mentioned the areas, because this is a question we get from my listeners. Limpopo, you know, is it affected, or is it those areas you mentioned, and does this lead to death?
It can lead to death, especially if you are immune compromised or young babies. But Limpopo is not, as I've said, it's not that endemic in South Africa. We normally see it in South Africa with people traveling from our neighboring countries. That's why it's so important to know. You know, December's coming up. A lot of people go to Mozambique. You need to take cognizance of, you know, they have quite a 25%. It's quite a high positive seroprevalence incident. So you need to understand. So Limpopo, no, not at this stage. No, it's not, as I've said, endemic in South Africa. But Mozambique is not far, so that mosquito can travel in your bag from Mozambique, and you can get it and you live in Limpopo.
I hear you, Doc. But thank you so much for sharing the information with us. We appreciate your time. That's Dr. Angelique Hutsia from Solidarity Doctors Network.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.